This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, March 14th, 2025. Radio Connects is the theme for this year's ARRL Field Day, June 28th through the 29th, 2025. The theme Radio Connects is highlighting the many ways that wireless technology connects people across distances near and far. The event is part picnic, camp out, practice for emergencies, informal contest, and most of all, fun. ARRL Field Day is the most popular ham radio activity held annually in the U.S. and Canada. On the fourth weekend in June each year, more than 31,000 hams get together with their radio clubs, schools, or friends to operate from remote locations. Ham radio provides a connection, both for practical communications and to form relationships with fellow ham radio amateurs. No matter who you are or what your background or interests are, if you have an interest in radio and wireless technology, radio connects you with others. The theme is universal, says ARRL Public Relations and Outreach Manager Sierra Harrop, W5DX. Local amateur radio clubs bridge generations. Contacts made across town or around the world allow cultural exchange right over the air. In times of crisis, radio connects those in need with information. The whole point of amateur radio is to connect, both literally and figuratively, she said. Amateur radio also inspires the next generation of technical leaders by providing a hands-on sandbox where students can gain experience in the fields of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, STEM. Make your plans to connect with radio for ARRL Field Day. Use the Field Day site locator to find a site near you. Clubs planning to host a site may list their event information there as well. And don't forget the swag. 2025 ARRL Field Day Radio Connects merchandise is available for pre-order from the ARRL store. All the fan-favorite gear is back. T-shirts complete with ARRL sections checklist on the back. Mugs and pins are available for shipping in late April 2025. But just a note, any orders from the ARRL store that contain 2025 ARRL Field Day merchandise will be held for shipping until the Field Day items are available in late April. For more information about 2025 ARRL Field Day and the Radio Connects theme, or to start planning your activation, visit www.arrl.org/field-day. The recipients of the 2025 Hamvention Awards were announced on March 11, 2025. The selection process was highly competitive given the outstanding quality of nominations submitted this year. We extend our heartfelt congratulations to the winners for 2025, said Dayton Hamvention Awards Chair Michael Culler, WHCI. The Technical Achievement Award was awarded to Dr. Christina Collins. Dr. Collins serves as the Chief Operations Scientist for the Ham Radio Science Citizen Investigation, HAMSI, Personal Space Weather Station. She's a dedicated member of the CASE Amateur Radio Club, W8EDU, working alongside her colleagues to integrate amateur radio into university teaching and research. Special Achievement Award went to Julio Rapol, WD4R. Rapol received his first amateur radio license in 1977. His fascination with hurricanes began in childhood, and that was sparked when Hurricane Betsy in 1965 damaged his family home in Miami, Florida, causing water to pour into his bedroom. In 1980, Dr. Neil Frank, then director of the National Hurricane Center, NHC, requested an amateur radio station within the NHC to facilitate communications with Caribbean during hurricanes. Rapol was chosen for this important task. W4EHW, now WX4NHC, handled its first hurricane that year, and Rapol's initial two-year assignment with the NHC has since extended to 45 years, covering over 100 hurricanes. The Club of the Year award goes to the RV Radio Network, RVRN. The RVRN's roots date back over 40 years to a chapter of the Texas Good Sam Club, which included a few hams and just a few ham operators. Today, RVRN boasts over 450 members. And the Amateur of the Year award goes to Neil Rapp, WB9VPG. Rapp from Union, Kentucky, earned his novice ticket in 1976 at the remarkable age of 5, making him one of the youngest licensed amateur radio operators ever. In 2019, Rapp co-founded and became the camp director of Youth on the Air, YOTA Americas, which connects young amateurs with peers throughout activities that encourage their continued involvement in amateur radio. You can read more about the 2025 Hamvention Award recipients at ARRL.org. ARRL Ham Radio Open House is a national event being hosted by local amateur radio clubs in April to coincide with World Amateur Radio Day on April 18th. The event is designed to highlight technical innovations in ham radio and to show off the current state of the art. It will serve as a tool to tell the story of amateur radio and being a pathway to tomorrow's technical careers. A site locator is now live on the ARRL Ham Radio Open House page at www.arrl.org/open-house. Participating clubs may enter their information so that local hams and members of the public may find the event. A public relations workshop for those organizing an event is being held via Zoom on Wednesday, March 19th. It is open to any amateur radio public information volunteer, but will be especially valuable to ARRL public information coordinators, public information officers, section managers, affiliated club coordinators, club presidents, and other leaders. Registration is required. And if you are unable to make the live interactive event, a recording will be available afterwards. For more information on how to create a ham radio open house at your club's station, visit www.arrl.org/World Amateur Radio Day. The ARRL San Joaquin Valley Section, SJV, conducted the Perfect Storm, an amateur radio emergency exercise on March 5th through the 7th. Section Emergency Coordinator, SEC Dan Schoen, WL7COO, asked that a section-wide exercise be created that would engage both amateur radio operators and non-amateurs to become more active in their community's emergency preparedness and response capabilities. There were 120 participants from 9 counties within the SJV section and 2 counties outside of the section, Los Angeles and San Diego. Both amateurs and participants equipped with General Mobile Radio Service, GMRS radios, gathered local situation awareness data. The exercise culminated with a 2-hour period during which local groups forwarded their data to a mock incident command post. At the same time, leaders of the groups were asked to participate in a live hot wash on Zoom, where the results were reviewed and errors could be corrected in real time. SJV Section Manager Steve Hendricks, KK6JTB, said the perfect storm exceeded expectations, and SEC Coordinator Spahn reported that the exercise was a resounding success. "We wanted to engage many different organizations and especially young hams," said Hendricks. "It is important to tap into their excitement and engage them so when a disaster does strike, they can become a vital part of the team." The SJV section is now planning to have 2 exercises a year. You can read more about the ARRL San Joaquin Valley section at their Facebook page, San Joaquin Valley Section, ARRL, Facebook. Here are the results of the ARRL section manager elections. The following volunteers have been elected to 2 2-year terms as ARRL section managers beginning July 1st, 2025. New section managers are Craig McVeary, N0CSM. He's been elected to the ARRL Nevada section manager. He will replace John Bigley, N7UR, who has been section manager since 2015. In the ARRL Northern New Jersey section, Nomar Vizcarando, NP4H, has been appointed section manager effective March 10, 2025, ahead of the term to which he was elected. He succeeds Bob Buse, W2OD, who passed away in February. Vizcarando previously served as director of the ARRL Hudson Division from 2023 to 2024 and had been vice director from 2022 to 2023. You can read more about the re-elected section managers at ARRL.org. Montana's Great Falls Amateur Radio Club and Great Falls Masonic Amateur Radio Club are joining together to sponsor the annual Spring-Thaw event for 2025. The event will take place Saturday, May 3rd from 9 until 2 p.m. at the Cascade County DES office in Great Falls. This year's theme is centered around the makers in amateur radio hobby who like to build equipment to use in their radio shacks. Demonstrations include building high-power batteries for portable operations, basic soldering skills, and building antennas for QRP operations. There will also be an opportunity for hams to acquire many new types of old-stock NOS electronic components at low prices. Thousands of components available include capacitors, resistors, ICs, transistors, diodes, and connectors. In addition to the swap meet, special activities include an all-about ham radio display provided by KA2ODP to introduce non-hams and potentially new hams to the hobby, and an equipment test station to allow checking basic equipment power and continuity functions. For more information, contact Rod Jackson at hamae7jj@gmail.com. You can join the Fort Myers Amateur Radio Club as it honors World War II heroes at the Buckingham Field Fort Myers, Florida event, March 18th through the 20th, 25. That's from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for a special live radio event. W4LX will operate daily on 28.360, 21.360, 14.270, and 147.34 megahertz. A special certificate and QSO card is available. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. This week I would like to give a little information for those that are beginners or those that are looking to upgrade their satellite station. Have you tried looking for that perfect radio? You like this manufacturer, but you know there are other radios out there? Which ones will do full duplex and tune in smaller steps than your HT? I have the perfect link for you. Through the courtesy of AMSAT Sweden and Lars SM0TGU, there's a pretty good list of satellite radios. The link is difficult to give here. However, if you use your favorite search engine and search for AMSAT-SM satellite radios, the first URL that shows up is transceivers for amateur radio satellites-AMSAT-SM. This webpage is in English. He has a section for full duplex all-mode base station VHF UHF transceivers and another section for mobile or portable all-mode VHF UHF transceivers. The mobile radios are not full duplex, but all have HF. I have an ICOM IC9100 at home, and I found a radio on the list that looked interesting for my car. There's something that will interest you whether it is a current model radio or a discontinued model. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. In radio sport this week, more great contests. March 13th, the BCC QSO Party, that's CW Phone and Digital. March 15th, the Podexis 070 Club St. Patrick's Day Contest, that is digital as well. March 15th through the 17th, the Bardic HF RIDI Contest, digital. March 15th through the 16th, the Russian DX Contest, CW and Phone. And March 15th through the 16th as well, the F9AA Cup, single sideband, and that is phone. Remember to visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information in your area. Upcoming Section, State, and Division Conventions on March 15th, the 69th Annual St. Patrick's Day Hamfest, hosting the ARRL West Texas Section Convention, that's in Midland, Texas. March 29th, the Central Dakota Amateur Radio Club Hamfest, hosting the ARRL North Dakota State Convention. That's in Bismarck, North Dakota. On April 5th, the RARS Fest, hosting the ARRL North Carolina State Convention. That's in Raleigh, North Carolina. And April 11th through the 12th, the Greene County Hamfest, hosting the ARRL Oklahoma State Convention. That's in Claremore, Oklahoma. And remember, you can search the ARRL Hamfest and Convention Database to find events in your area. And finally this week, thanks to the Tri-County Amateur Radio Association in Los Angeles, California, for airing the ARRL Audio News on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.